right now. Earlier this week, yours truly had a chance to sit in Studio C with the musicians Felix Peralta, known best for his work with Felix y Los Gatos, and Lara Manzanares, the award-winning singer-songwriter and visual artist. They came with guitars, they came with stories, and Lara Manzanares also came with a piece of weaving gear, an umbrella item, I'll just call it that. She'll explain, an umbrella swift. That item is going to be part of her next, her big show coming on the 7th of March, it's Saturday, to the Outpost, called Simply an Evening with Lara Manzanares. Not just music, not just storytelling, but sound, and I think it's a four-piece band that she'll have. We'll hear about that in a little bit, but because this was such a rare opportunity to get these musicians together and find out about exactly how far back they go and how much they have in common, we decided to just jump right into it and not even to edit the interview. But first, let's hear some of this original music coming from Felix Peralta and Lara Manzanares right here on Ear to the Ground. Take it away.
So, yeah, this first song was called Two Hearts in English. And I had this idea with Lara Manzanares and to translate it into Spanish because I only speak Spanglish. So it ended up being a totally other song, which, you know, co-written, but it, you know, she wrote it in Spanish, and I think it turned out to be just a lovely new song inspired by my English lyrics.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of the, you know, similar imagery, and right. There's two verses that are pretty close, and then there's one verse where one of the three verses where I departed a little bit
right.
more, and well, we did, because we got together for that one, and
yeah, you
and
could
figured that one out.
You could feel the imagery of it.
Yeah, so it's not doesn't have a completely different meaning, but it did change with the translation.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way, I think, too.
Yeah. So it's called Dos Corazones.
Yep.
Let's hit it.
En la oscuridad. corazón se queda dañado por los desamores de un triste pasado. Dejamos volar las sombras de ayer. Yo entrego mi alma al profundo que
coming down and my body hurts, feeling broken beyond words. I just want to curl up in a ball. Was I even there last night at all? When you touch me, I go away, up to a safe place, and there I stay. But my legs do not follow me. My body stays and keeps you company.
Passing through the canyon, Comanche spirit, Mother Earth companion, captured by the unknown. I'm a landless Henny's Isle. Blood and pain, terrorize the desert land. Serving soul, I just can't understand. Like a pelt of buffalo, I'm a landless henny's idol. Like a pelt of buffalo, I'm a landless henny's idol. Once a warrior on the eastern plains I ride, enslaved by the Spaniard clan, learned to love Jesus Christ. Our religion was the buffalo. I'm a landless henny's idol. Our religion was the buffalo. I'm a landless henny's idol. Jedi, Coyote de Apache, two religions fighting within me. Pickled tongue buffalo, Henny's idol. Like a pelt of buffalo, I'm a landless henny's idol. Like a pelt of buffalo, I'm a landless henny's idol. I'm a landless henny's idol. I'm a landless henny's idol.
You find the end of this and then you pull on it and kind of unravel it to put it on the other thing.
I'm going to have to interrupt that sound and ask Lara Montanaro, what have we just been listening to just there?
That is an Umbrella Swift.
Qu'est-ce que c'est Umbrella Swift? It's a device for...
It's one of the tools used in the weaving process. It's one of the things that helps organize threads, I guess. And that's what weaving is, a lot of it, is organizing threads in different ways and weaving them together. But mm-hmm. you have to have them organized first and so that they don't get tangled. So an umbrella swift is used when you have a skein of yarn. A skein is like a loop, I guess, of many yarns. And you want to use that skein, you want to use the yarn from it. And rather than just opening up, you know, cutting a piece and then just trying to, like, take the thread
pull
from...
Pull it
out of the skein. The skein, it's not like
This is
hard to explain. without people seeing it. Yeah.
Well, normally, in other words, unlike a cat, you want to plan when you unravel something.
Yes, exactly. And it's not like a ball of yarn where you just take the end and the ball rolls away and you just... The skein is like a big loop of yarn, of many yarns wound around maybe, you know, two feet long thing. So it's like a big loop of all these yarns, as if you had a big coil of rope, except it's very fine yarn. And in order to not get it all tangled when you're trying to use it and wind it onto something, a bobbin for weaving or wind it into a ball or something like that, you have to put it on something, and that's what this umbrella swift is. You put the skein on the swift, and it goes around in a circular motion as you pull the end of that coil of yarn, and you pull it, and the swift starts moving as you pull.
And it starts contracting and expanding. It sort of opens up a little bit.
Yeah, depending on the tension of the threads that you have on there.
So it looks like an umbrella kind of thing without the umbrella top kind of.
Yeah, and it's like an umbrella because it collapses and opens up. Mm-hmm. Because it collapses down so you can fit the skein onto it, and then it opens up to... stretch out the skein, and the way it looks like how an umbrella opens and closes.
Well, we have two guests here who know a little bit about wool, because they know a little bit, at least ancestrally, about sheep farming. We have Felix Peralta and Lara Manzanares, who are musicians I haven't seen perform together as of yet, but I guess you've been crossing paths at open mics and working various projects all along the way.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where we first met and where we started playing.
Tractor.
Was it a tractor?
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
Mic. I had just moved to town and wasn't doing much. And
yeah.
Decided, got my, you know, self together to go to this open mic and when was really... Noah was there as well.
Right, Noah Martinez. From Lone Pinon and other.
Yeah, and I was really happy at how welcoming, like, the whole atmosphere was that you had created at this open mic. It was like a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice.
Yeah, and then after that, it was like I wanted to do something, you know, something musically together. But she reached out first, and I played guitar on her on her album, one song.
Well, what we're going to be hearing over the next few minutes are a number of different songs, some solo, but one of the interesting ones is that first one, which we've just heard, called Dos Corazones, which began as Two Hearts. So take us into... This is one of the more interesting stories of a co-write and how a co-write can develop. So, Felix, it starts with you writing a love song, right?
Yeah, I mean, the idea of what I wanted on the song was, my family is from down south in La Jolla, New Mexico, and my cousin is Roberto Grego, who's a famous New Mexico singer, and he's really got his own guitar sound. Like, I was kind of giving it that sound, and, you know, I just wanted to write a nice kind of love song, but I wanted it in Spanish, but I only speak Spanglish. So that's where Laura came in.
but Laura, when you came in, you didn't come in as a translator. You transformed this song in ways.
That's how it ended up being, sort of, yeah, because translation is, it's hard when you're working with poetic things, you know, it's hard to do literal translations and still retain the same quality of feeling like that Felix's original song had. So it's a challenge. So I didn't do it like right away. It took me a few months, didn't it?
Yeah.
He approached me.
I was very
last
patient.
Year sometime. He was very, he didn't bug me. And
I didn't
kept
bug
being
at all.
Like, being like, I'm working on it, Felix. I'm working on it. Yeah. Like, and then I finally did, you know, got it to a point two of the verses I felt like were translated and that remained pretty true to the English. Different words, you know, and but I thought like these two of them matched pretty well. But then the third verse, I was like, I can't quite see how to make this one also. So we got to call them and said, hey, you know, I have something, let's get together. And so we got together a couple of times and went
kind
over,
collaborated
on that third verse to try and get it, it right. And it ended up changing the song a little bit because
I think in a good way it's definitely romantic, and you could still visually see it, you know, in the words, even though, you know, it's in Spanish, but it's you could feel it.
Is it the third verse brighter or darker than what led up to it?
It's you mean the translation of it?
Yeah.
It ended up being happier.
Yeah,
sort of.
It's definitely
less melancholy.
Yeah,
which I think is really good. It's, you know, it turned into, I think, just a very nice romantic Spanish kind of ballad. You know, that's what I would say, right?
Yeah, I think it's a very very sweet song, very heartfelt.
Heartfelt kind of couple kind of love song thing.
Now we're catching the two of you just before, Laura, you do an evening with performance at the Outpost.
Mm-hmm.
And Felix, just as you've released as Gallo Malo, Gato Malo, Back to the City, which is for me just a real eye-opening record coming from you. Not very much what I did not expect.
Right.
and Laura, you probably have enough music already written to do at least another full-length solo, but we're not going to pressure you about that. But tell me about how your circle of friends and collaborators and musicians, and even what you count as music, as we just learned, has expanded since that night and that open mic when you were just returning to New Mexico, basically. Because that seems to be a trajectory for you, if I look back a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, so there's a lot in there. There's the people, and then there's the concepts of sound, right? I would say that the sound part of it is something that I was getting more into before I came back, and I was living in San Francisco, and I was in sort of an environment where you could go out and see a lot of different things and different ways that sound was being used. When I was in school, I took a sound class with Guillermo Galindo, of which I made a contact mic, actually, which I'm using now. The stuff I'm doing now, like, we went into the studio and kind of modified a guitar chord and made it into a contact mic using a sensor and things like that. So I'd sort of started to be interested in that stuff before, and then life kind of got in the way. You know, I was sick. I moved back here and didn't really know anyone except my family because I hadn't lived here for so long, and went to this open mic, which, it was one of the starts, I guess, of me getting to know people. And since then, I feel like I've expanded quite a bit as far as meeting other musicians and working on projects with them or going on tour with them. Like last year around this time, I was getting ready to leave on tour with Carlos Medina, which was kind of something I'd never imagined I would do, you know.
And the other part of it is, as you said, in the Bay Area, you were a designer. They go to laramanzanares.com. They can see like album design and poster design and all kinds of other design work you've done for, at least for this Outpost show and maybe for shows to come. You're bringing looms onto the stage, and you're bringing a kind of narrative. Is that right?
Yes. So I feel really lucky to be able to play at the Outpost, because in the past year or so, I started to gain a lot more experience on stage. Nothing like Felix has. Felix is one of the hardest working people I know. So every time I think like, yeah, I'm doing a lot, and then I see Felix and I'm like, no, I'm
Felix was here, I guess, last week dropping the album off, and yeah. I was like, so when is your next gig? And he goes, looks at his watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Most people pull out their phone, he looks
no,
at his watch.
Exactly, right. Exactly. So where was I? Oh yeah, so I'd been playing like festivals and things like that this past year, where you got to hustle on stage, do your set, and hustle off stage, get ready for, you know, for the next people, that kind of thing. So when I had the opportunity to play at the Outpost, and they said, you know, do whatever you want, and it's gonna be you for the evening, and you know, we're open to whatever ideas you have that might make it an interesting show, maybe something different than playing in Corrales, which I'm going to do the night before, opening for another musician, you know, another get on stage, do your thing, and then make way. And so I was excited about that opportunity, and I thought, well, you know, what could I do that's different, and but that's also me, you know, that's not just me kind of being like, hey, I'm gonna make a circus or whatever. It's like, no. And I right away I kind of was like, I wonder if they would let me bring a loom. And I asked, and they said, yeah, sure, whatever you want, that would be cool. And and I talked to Jefferson Voorhees, who will be joining me on drums, and I know that he is very I don't know if you can be trained in improvisation exactly, because it's improv, but you know, he's a very improvisational, that's kind of where he seems to shine, is when he can really interact with things while he's drumming and not just keep the beat, you know, but.
Right, right.
And so I talked to him about it, and I said, hey, what if I, you know, did some weaving and we mic'd up the loom or something, and you did, and you could interact with it, and we could make this like interesting sound thing.
So it would be like a percussion duet, or does the loom have a whir to it, or a percussion sound?
Well, you'll have to
like
go
a...
to the show okay. to find out. It was pretty cool, because I he came over to my house and said, well, let's play with this, and I was thinking, well, how are we going to make the sounds come out? Because when you're weaving, you it's a very intimate experience. It's just you and the loom, and you're looking at your work right in front of your face, and you can hear the creaks and the pops and things of the loom, but it's all kind of right in your orbit. And and he came to my house, and he said, I brought a contact bike. And I said, oh yeah, I made one in school, and I got it out, and I had totally forgotten about it. And so that kind of reignited in me another, like, oh yeah, I forgot, after so much change in my life and being sick and not being able to do, like, I had like forgotten this side of myself sort of until this project came about. And and so I took out the mic, and we started playing around and playing with the spinning wheel as well. I have a Rio Grande spinning wheel, which used to belong to Michael Combs. I don't know if you know him. He's a musician and also a spinner.
Great guy.
So it was his Rio Grande spinning wheel, so yeah, I set about creating this, I call it, I guess, a craft narrative that goes through the performance. There's music, definitely, and songs and everything, but kind of woven throughout the performance is this craft narrative. That's the only thing I can really explain. So this is a song that started out as an essay on trees. And I thought it would be more fun to write a song than to write a whole essay. But it retains the name, it's just on trees. An essay on trees.
Mm-hmm.
trees will go. Would the wind carry us away? If all the trees were gone, would we still enjoy the shade? So much taller. If all the trees were gone, would the echoes make us smaller?
And that was recorded earlier this week in our own Studio C, Lara Manzanares and Felix Peralta, together in conversation and in music. I don't know if any of those songs have been officially released, so you're in very privileged company to have heard that. However, Felix Peralta's latest release, not as Felix y los Gatos, but as Gato Malo, a brand new full length of original songs, a songwriting project for someone who's known more for blues and all kinds of other forms. This one is called Back to the City. And Lara Manzanares, we're going to go out. Actually, let's go out with Felix. But let me tell you something about Lara Manzanares. Two shows she's doing. One of them, let's say it's going to be a little informal. A little bit informal in that she's going to be up there with her guitar on Friday the 6th as an opener for Abby Gardner. Abby Gardner, who does a pretty remarkable show. She's a master of the dobro who prefers to perform solo. So Abby Gardner is the headliner and Lara Manzanares on guitar is the opener. That's this Friday the 6th, 7:30 at San Isidro Church in Corrales, and after that the show she was talking about with the I guess it's a quartet plus the loom plus the umbrella swift plus the wheel, so a really interesting kind of show. They're calling it Lara Manzanares and Friends, and that's coming to the Outpost on March 7th. Why is that date so familiar? Oh yeah, March 7th. Will also be The Ordinary Things performing at Moonlight Lounge. Listen, we've got to run. Route 66 is gassed up and ready to go. Thank you to Lara. Thank you to Felix. We're going to go out with a little PSA from Lara Manzanares, a song she wrote a few years back.
Hey, you.
Hey, you. It's time to look at the census. This is it, the census song. We'll see you next week.
My poor feet are aching. Hey, you. light on. I got something to write on. Guess I'll come back tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. And the day. His name was Donald. Guess I'll see you.